This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Blom.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Chile's earthquake last weekend was one of the most powerful in history. It set off tsunamis. It also triggered man-made chaos. The widespread looting that followed the quake astonished Chileans, who thought their fast-developing country was immune to that kind of mayhem. It's prompting a lot of soul-searching for some in the South American country. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from Concepcion, Chile.
A Chilean television crew captures looters targeting a neighborhood and the quick counterattack by a group of vigilantes. Such images have been jarring in a tranquil, prosperous country considered Latin America's most politically and socially stable. Crime is low here, poverty levels have fallen dramatically, and economists say Chile will soon go from third world to first world status, the only country to do so in the region. But the looting exposed social fissures. Some Chileans, like Piero Mochiati, director of Radio Biobío here in the earthquake zone, say it's made people question just how much progress Chile has really made. He says there's deep-seated resentments felt by those on the margins of society, people who felt they haven't shared in Chile's good times. And Mochiati says the looting shows that the income inequality in Chile is perhaps greater than previously thought. The looters, at first, targeted supermarkets here in Concepcion and surrounding towns. Then they turned to clothing boutiques and electronics stores, in a frenzy burning some of them to the ground. The few policemen were powerless to stop them. The military was not called to restore order for a full day after the raids began. Still, even days later, looters combed through gutted stores and overturned shipping containers on Concepcion's destroyed port. 19-year-old Pablo Castro says it's necessary to find food and milk. Then he explains how the general chaos led him and others to turn their attention to malls and other stores. Just how serious the looting remains became apparent as a new tremor shook the earth and authorities issued a tsunami warning. I was talking to Castro on the docks as soldiers started shouting, "Hurry, hurry." Looters immediately began emerging from overturned shipping containers and portside offices, dozens of them. In downtown Concepcion, calm has returned. Residents gingerly step on broken glass to see how their neighborhood supermarket was sacked of practically everything. The only sign of life, a heavily armed soldier standing guard outside. Patricia Solar, a housewife, says she understands why it happened. She says stores were closed after the quake and that one day of that was fine. But two? People were desperate, she explains, and couldn't be stopped. On the corner, Hugo Carrasco hawks newspapers. Feet away is his newsstand, now destroyed, just like the big clothing store in front, which was gutted by fire after being emptied by looters. He says he lost everything, not to the quake, but to the looters. He says he'd never seen anything like it, a giant mob of people that had lost all reason. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Concepcion, Chile.